דווקא סמך סבבייס, וכן את קינדה שאיר השולחן, לעשה סעודה, לאוכל מחזה מן המט, מניח מהקומפונים ולא קיירה, מן הקיירה סגרו לסלוס לשום. They also made a takana, when a person makes a suda for guests, he shouldn't fill up the table with all the plates, and if they had all the tafshilim, he should also have something lacking there. So it should be a place at the table that should be vacant, so it should be naked that you're not putting out everything you can. The Shabu says, and the Lavush doesn't mention that you have to leave a part of the table empty, but when you're preparing things, you should refrain from everything that one would do if it wouldn't be for this. Also, when a person puts on jewelry, she should leave out one of the types of jewelry, should not give in. That a non-Jewish woman put on all the jewelry, she should put a little bit less. Kadesh should not yet tafshit shalom, shouldn't have the complete array of tafshit. Also, the minhag is that a chosen gets married, he puts a little ash on his forehead where he put his tefillin. The Ramos says, places have a mig to break a cup by the chuppah, and this is also the reason why they break something by making the tenoyim. It's not considered about tafshis because you're doing it zeichel lechulbin. Other places have a minig of putting a black cloth on the head of the chosin. We don't do that. Mechav kitin is v'cholil etvayim k'teliskes Yerushalayim shenema. All these things are to remind us of Yerushalayim, like it says, "Em eshkechei Yerushalayim tishkech yamina." As Yerushalayim, I'll raise simchosi. By my big simcha, I also have to remind myself of Yerushalayim.